Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping, and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs, with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Miami Heat yesterday, things did not go well for them in the fourth quarter. They had a 17-point lead with 8 minutes to go, and it all kind of came crashing down. A 24-7 run for the Sacramento Kings. The game goes into an overtime, then it goes into a double overtime, and DeMar DeRozan goes 4-for-4, 9 points, single-handedly outscores Miami in that double overtime, and the Kings beat the Heat. Game one of a six-game road trip ends with a blown fourth quarter.
Feels like you had a little head start on the road trip. You were going to get one, and now you're playing from behind after a game you should have won. You want to guess what the line is tonight, Golden State?
Heat plus 5.
Delano?
Warriors minus 6.5.
Warriors minus 9.5.
Taking the Heat.
Okay. Have fun.
Have fun. I felt good for three quarters.
Have fun.
What's concerning is the fact that yesterday, Tyler Hero set a career high in minutes. He played 49. Like, the entire starting lineup all played north of 40 minutes. They went into a double overtime, and then now, second night of a back-to-back, have fun chasing Steph Curry around for 48 minutes.
Yeah. I was so – not that I'm rooting against someone, but I am rooting against Solana. So he put Jaime Jaquez Jr. on triple-double alert, and when I tell you I was rooting – for Jaime Jaquez Jr. not to touch the ball again for the rest of the night, because I wanted Solana to put him on triple-double alert and then him come out with a zero-double at the end of the game.
4-2-1.
He got it, though. He got his first career triple-double yesterday.
Yeah.
Got the start, got the triple-double. I mean, it took him two overtimes, but...
I mean, I had 16 drafts written. I had tumblers ordered for everyone with Solana's triple-double alert.
There is some Jimmy Butler news. I don't know how much you guys are interested in the rumblings here, but okay. Yesterday, Jimmy Butler obviously serving his second game of 7 suspension, right? Game 2 of his 7-game suspension. He stayed back in Miami, obviously, and he posted pictures along with a couple Heat assistants training in the Miami Heat's workout room, in their gym. And Anthony Chang and the Miami Herald did report yesterday that the Heat has zero interest in letting Jimmy Butler receive the remainder of his $48.8 million contract at the completion of his suspension and just sit at home. So, as of now, they are operating under the belief that if there is no trade partner suitable, and Barry Jackson reported earlier today at 12-something that the Heat hadn't gotten anything that they thought was worth the value of Jimmy Butler, if there is no trade partner between now and 2 weeks from now or next week when Jimmy Butler's suspension is over, the expectation is that he will return to the team. Chris Haynes today reported that with his new Haynes briefs, which shocked me a little bit. It was weird to watch him.
That's a great title. Haynes briefs.
Haynes briefs.
That's clever.
But just the way he ended it, he's like, "That is your Haynes brief." I don't know. It was just It just struck me. I hadn't seen one of those before. But he basically said that there are teams being notified.
Because you know what a Hanes brief is. That's the underwear.
Yeah.
Hanes briefs.
Yeah. Tidy whities.
Clever.
Yeah.
It is.
Does he do the report in briefs?
I hope not.
You'd get more views.
What?
Right?
Anybody wear briefs?
If I'm feeling particularly Randy that day.
Randy. Everybody, we wear the boxer briefs, right? Everybody got the legs on their drawers now.
Mine are built in. I wear the bird dogs. I don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. But bird dogs have the legs covered.
Yeah. But like to bed? To bed? You'll wear shorts to bed?
I wear like sports shorts.
No draws.
No draws. Not wearing any draws right now. I'm wearing my sports shorts.
Yeah. Tell Lori to watch out.
We don't need to see that. You can sit down. We don't need to see that. Good luck. But you don't wear underwear underneath just like basketball shorts?
No.
Huh.
Like through the world.
Around
the house?
Around
the house, I'm with you. But in the world, I got to put some draws on.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm not wearing Adam Sandler shorts around the world anymore. It's 2025.
In the house, though, you guys don't wear your underwear?
No. No draws in the house.
Weird.
What are you protecting?
But what do you want so much freedom for?
I mean, that's my basic tenet. Freedom.
Mm-hmm. I like the man to be able to, you know, live too.
Yeah. Well, anyways, in the Hanes briefs, we found out that teams are being notified that they shouldn't trade for Jimmy Butler because he doesn't have interest in playing for specific teams.
I will tell you, this is negotiations obviously playing out in public. If the Heat makes it clear that we're not just going to park him for $48 million, that he's going to be back playing for us, it takes away some of the leverage of a team who might be interested in him and saying to themselves, they'll take whatever because they're going to eat $48 million and he's never going to play for them again. So let's lowball him. So the Heat come out and go, oh, no. Don't get it twisted. This dude's back in the lineup the moment his suspension's over. So there's obviously some jockeying going on.
But the Heat, they're playing from a deficit with this one.
They are.
Like, yeah, we're gonna make him play. You're going to make him play? We just watched you make him play, and he stood in the corner.
I'm just telling you, if you can change the offer from one thing to another, even if it's nominal, by saying, no, we're not just going to, you know, put him on ice. Like, other organizations may do that. We're not. And again, that's a little bit of calling Jimmy Butler's bluff as well. Because remember, this suspension is unpaid. They make it clear that we're going to activate you and you're going to play. And then he decides that he's going to do the same shenanigans again. Well, now they've got cause to suspend him again for 10 games.
Exactly.
And now they're lessening even more of the financial impact towards their bottom line. Not that it affects the salary cap, but it's less that they have to give them. So it's a game of chicken.
That's a tough game to play now.
The game of chicken.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the NBA Players Association has filed an appeal on that 7-game suspension, saying that's unwarranted. If you don't like his behavior, you can't. Because what does it work out to, like $3 million?
Yeah, a little over $2.5 million,
Yeah. He's going to get his money, but just that back and forth of, okay, go stand in the corner again, 10 games. Okay, like, I'm on the court. What do y'all, you know, what do you want me to do? We made you the point guard. Okay, I passed it. Like, there's no –
It's going to be fun as hell to watch. I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? There's no trackable stats on if you're playing hard or not.
I'm betting his overs first game back because it's going to be like six.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
I think there is something trackable there. Like, I understand that it's hard, I guess, to put it on paper, but I think there is something trackable there because Jimmy Butler this season showed you what his role was before this got really ugly. So how does a player who's claiming to be healthy, how does a player go from averaging 18 points and his usage percentage being one thing and his attempts at the rim being one thing and his assists and his deflections being one thing over a sample size go to standing in the corner, usage rating is the lowest we've seen, and defensively, he's not competing at the same level. Like, I don't know exactly how that gets.
Players fall off, though.
Oh,
I mean, I could if I'm the NBA Players Association, I could argue that.
Right, so. but if he gets traded, and all of a sudden he's back to being the guy he was prior to that.
And we've seen that before too.
Yeah,
saw that with James Harden.
No, Salama, and we talked about it when it happened the other night. You were like, if you watched the game, you saw that he is not trying, and everybody saw it. But as the to Hawk's point, as the NBA Players Association, no. He was on the court. He was playing. We put up 4 shots, 6 shots, whatever it was. Like, he was trying to contribute. He just had an off night.
You may not like his attitude. You may not like what he's saying post-game, but you can't. You can't suspend him 7 games for that. Kendrick Perkins called them out on Twitter. And you know Perk loves Spo and Pat Riley. Mm-hmm. And he said, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's going to get all his money. Carry on. Jimmy's not going to miss a penny of his salary this season. Watch.
Yeah. Perk loved Pat Riley and Heat culture when it benefited him in the bubble. And the first avenue he had to get off that exit ramp, he took it. Guy's a clown. Come on. What are we doing there?
Yeah, he should have stuck with him. There's nothing like being a fan of this team. I mean, you should have stayed up late last night, watched the game, Perk.
Carry on.